where with challenging man, great third quarter from the boys, really set up the win.
Yeah, it was really good. I thought we were okay in the first half, and we really implemented what we wanted to do with our ball use, and yeah, we really locked it in, got repeat entries, and yeah, the scoreboard ticked over from that.
Was there a message at halftime that really made that change for Freo?
No, not really. We were pretty happy with the first half. We knew we just kept working, kept going at it, got repeat entries and locked it in. Scoreboard would tick over.
The contested possession count really swung in the third term. Is that what made the difference?
Yeah, I think our centre square bounce, our midfield really got to work in there. Then we'll be able to feed out from there and penetrate inside 50.
As you see it from the back line, it seemed the Carlton forwards had a lot of time in the opening term and we kind of tightened up from that.
Yeah, like I said before, the centre square bounce, I think they were on top a bit early. So, yeah, we had to defend quite early and, just play our role a bit. I thought we defended quite well in the first half still. And, we limited the opportunities.
Just makes life easy for you, doesn't it, when the midfield's on form?
Yeah, definitely. It gives defenders time to set up a bit more when we go forward and, less defending, which is good.
Charlie Curnow seemed to be on fire early and Alex Pierce kind of quietened him down a bit after quarter time.
Yeah, Moose had a really big job today on Curnow. He was a great player, and yeah, I thought Alex played really well on him. He was right up on him, didn't give much room.
Who out of the Freo lineup impressed you most today?
I thought Lachie Neal was pretty good, Dave Mundy, and all our wingers, like Ed Langdon, Brad Hill, really got to work and really gave us some good run. Nathan Wilson from back line really helped set up attack as well.
27 disposals. Can you take us through your role today?
Yeah, it was just trying to defend, really. Defend first, and if I can bounce and give a bit of rebound as well and go from there. But, yeah, main priority, defend first and, give a bit of bounce.
Got plenty of footy, pleased with how you went?
Yeah, there's definitely things to work on. I think we'll review the game, review my individual performance, and, hopefully can keep improving for the last couple of games of the season.
Obviously good to put up a good performance coming back into the team.
Yeah, definitely. You always want to try and put your best foot forward to cement your spot. And hopefully, keep improving and play the last few games of the year.
Sam Switkowski played his debut game. What did you make of him?
Yeah, really good. Sam's pressure was really good today. He's shown that appeal, and that's why he earned his opportunity today. And I thought he had some really good pressure acts, and a couple of intercepts, and pretty close to kicking his first goal as well.
And Ed Langdon's just really, really improved this year. He's really come on.
Yeah, definitely. I think he's been a bit quiet the last couple of weeks, but the character he is really dug deep today. Like I said before, our wing has really got to work and gave some good bounce as well.
One last road trip coming up. It's a tough one against Geelong. What are the boys going to be working on?
Yeah, 6-day break, so we'll definitely get our recovery down pat, have a good week on the track, review the game, and really looking forward to the opportunity to play Geelong in Geelong.
Great. Cheers, Talon. Thanks for your time.